How can we develop a taste for chanting the holy names? How long does it take? So the first thing is, we shouldn't reduce Krishna consciousness to only chanting the holy names. Any way we remember Krishna, that is auspicious. Yena kena prakarena manah Krishna niveshayet. That is the defining principle of sadhana bhakti, as given by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yena kena prakarena, somehow or the other, fix the mind on Krishna. Chanting is a yuga dharma. That is very important. But at the same time, each of us is an individual. We have an individual relationship with Krishna. And some of us may be attracted more to kirtan. Some of us may be attracted to deities. Some of us may be attracted to verses. Some of us may be attracted to specific services. So, whichever way we are attracted to Krishna, we should cherish that attraction. And see that as a gift that Krishna has given us. And based on that, what all of us will have some way in which we are attracted to Krishna. That is our Uddipan. Uddipan is a technical word from rasa theory, which means that which stimulates emotion. So we have to see what is our Uddipan. What is it that stimulates spiritual emotions within us? And we note that, we cherish that. And we make that Uddipan the central impetus for our bhakti. And then the chanting of the holy names is something which is a very focused connection with Krishna. Because when we are chanting, we are doing nothing. We are trying to do nothing else except focus on the holy name. So now there is, in the process of chanting, there is a point of concentration and there is a circle of concentration. Point of concentration means we hear the sound of the holy name and focus simply on that sound. Now that is not very easy to do on a sustainable way, sustainable basis, unless we are very, very advanced or very purified. So to assist us in the concentration, if we can't focus on the point, we can create around the point a circle. A circle of concentration means that we connect with the holy name, some other spiritual stimuli, which is our Uddipan. So for example, we are attracted to deities. Then we keep a picture of the deities in front of us. If we are attracted to some verses, we describe the glories of the holy name. We keep a printout of the verses around us, next to us. Or we recite the verses, Shikshashtakam prayers, I say, very beautiful. We recite them before the chanting of the holy names in the temple morning programs. So we recite those verses. We meditate those verses. So by this what happens? If the mind can't focus on the sound of the holy name, then we give the mind something else to focus on, which is connected with Krishna. So the mind doesn't hear the sound of the holy name. Okay, look at the picture of Krishna. Look at the picture of Krishna. He's so wonderful. He looks so beautiful. He's the Lord of Maya. Oh, I'm calling out his names. Let me call out more intensely. So basically, the mind is going to wander. See, the mind will stray, but don't let it stay. It will stray away, but don't let it stay away. Yato yato nischarati manaschanchalam astiram tatastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva shamayate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. That is the process. So how do we bring it back under the control of the self? By using Uddipan. Mind will wander, but have some stimuli. So in this way, when we use the Uddipan, whenever the mind wanders, rather than letting it wander everywhere in the universe, we try to keep its wandering. So if we try to stop the wandering entirely, that will be so difficult a task that we will stop trying to make it concentrate also. So rather than trying to stop the wandering, we try to restrict the scope of its wandering. Okay, it will wander, but wander within this scope. And then through that we bring it back to Krishna. And because if we are having a spiritual Uddipan for which you already have taste, then from there to focus on that will not be that difficult. And from there we can bring it back again to the sound of the holy name and gradually we develop taste. Does it address your question? Thank you. So thank you very much.